Chapter 57. Cost of Power. Finn eagerly pulled a second fire into slot 3, and then another life into slot 4. There was no doubt about it now. Using two different elements definitely decreased the mental focus needed. Unfortunately, adding the fourth mote had revealed another problem. That vibration that had sundered the glyph all at once the first time was back. Even though it had been harder to add 4 fire elements in a row rather than 2 pairs of candlelight and gold, the glyph itself had felt completely solid after the 4 fires were in place. The 2 pairs of life and fire felt like they were fighting against each other. The first time, the vibration had been sudden and violent, enough to completely break his concentration and disrupt his technique. Thankfully, it looked like adding the fire and life elements back to back didn't cause such a drastic reverberation. Instead, it was starting small and building with each added mote. If adding 4 fires had felt like drumming 4 different beats with both hands and feet, adding the 2 pairs was like drumming only 2 beats, but while hearing someone sing a different song completely off key. And that tone-deaf bastard was singing louder with each element that snapped into place. The discordant song wasn't just annoying, it reverberated through the technique, making Finn split his focus. After adding the second life in the 4th position, it felt like the vibration in the glyph threatened to shake the motes free from their positions. When Finn focused on them, they would settle back into place. If he didn't, it felt like they might fly back into the darkness. Using only 1 element took more intense focus to snap each element into place, but once they were, they seemed pretty stable. It was difficult, but the challenge was only internal. Using 2 elements decreased the initial focus requirement, but added an external difficulty and a slight time aspect. The task got harder the longer he took to complete because the vibrations would continue to build. Still, it wasn't anything Finn's trained mind couldn't handle. Taking a deep breath, Finn reached out to the 3rd mote of fire. He immediately felt the strain. The mote floated out of the thickened darkness, but fought against his will the closer it got to the glyph. The strain was mental, not physical, yet was just as real as if he was lifting weights. The closer it got to the glyph, the more difficult it became to split his focus on keeping the first 4 elements in place and bringing the 5th one in. The strain was now the same as if he'd placed 4 motes of the same element in place. Actually, it was even worse. Unlike when he'd only used fire, he also had to contend with the dissonant reverberations of the motes he'd already placed in the glyph. The closer it got, the worse the discordance grew. The mote continued to come closer at a sedate pace. Nothing he'd been able to figure out could make the motes travel from the darkness faster. His mana threads skill came to the rescue, pulling the mote the final distance. With a last push of will, the red candlelight snapped into place on the glyph, filling the 5th position. Thankfully, the discordance lessened somewhat once the mote was in place, but it was still worsening every second. If he had been working this hard physically, sweat would have been pouring down his face in rivers. Finn didn't dare risk a delay. Not only hadn't he forgot that an idiot named Klaus was literally beating down the door to then beat him down afterwards, but the pain in his chest also hadn't disappeared after he suffered the last backlash. That first failure had cost him 3 health points. With the reverberations in the glyph already this bad, if he lost control, the resultant backlash might literally kill him. Finn reached for the 6th mote. He was shaking from the strain of focusing so hard. Without the specialized training he'd received during the war, he doubted he would have made it even to this point. On his first attempt at making the glyph, the mental difficulty of snapping the 5th mote into place had been like multiplying 41 and 28 while balancing on a ball. The mental strain wasn't as bad using 2 different elements, but it wasn't far off. The 6th mote was much worse. The difficulty for maintaining his concentration felt like multiplying 113 by 461, but doing it aloud in a language you'd only started learning last week. When you coupled that with also needing to focus on keeping the earlier motes from vibrating out of place, Finn was stretched to his limit. After hearing the sixth snap of the moat latching onto the clear rod, Finn didn't know how he'd do the fourth fire element, let alone the last moat, to complete the glyph. Thankfully, his efforts to this point were rewarded. Congratulations! Your mana thread skill can progress to level 5, but will require you to sacrifice one power. Do you wish to proceed? Finn didn't even have time to think about why this skill level needed power while the others hadn't. He almost maniacally assented. A sharp pain ripped through him, and he felt less in an indescribable way. It threatened to break his concentration, but out of pure spite, he persevered. -1 power. Congratulations. Mana Threads has advanced to level 5. Your ability to control and sense mana has increased. He'd been accumulating notifications while he worked, but had automatically minimized them, not being able to afford the distraction. It turned out that difficulty of making an elemental splinter had helped his skill progress rapidly. He'd just advanced 2 levels. The pain passed quickly, and thankfully hadn't been without purpose. Knowledge flowed into Finn's mind, showing him he could stabilize this thread. Just like with every other skill level he'd reached, leveling up mana threads let him lengthen and strengthen a single thread. Unlike before, he could now make a second one and combine them. With a fierce and strained grin, he opened his left hand wide. A thread that was nearly 5 feet long, double what he'd managed in the past, shot out from his palm. It was still short of where the fire element hung in the dark, but after mentally pulling on the flickering candle for a full minute, it reached his blue thread. He eagerly began retracting his skill, pulling the moat like a bucking fish on a hook. When it got to within a few feet, he opened both hands wide. The existing blue lasso grew dimmer, and the fire element almost broke free. Before it could, a second thread shot out from Finn's right palm. With a pair of threads encircling the moat, Finn's control grew more stable than ever before. The moat's struggles greatly decreased, and he pulled it the rest of the way to the glyph. Finn heaved out a relieved breath. Thanks to his leveled skill, the difficulty was now less than it had been to manipulate the sixth moat. Not much less, and harder than manipulating the fifth, but definitely easier. Staring, he pulled it closer until it reached the crystalline rod and snapped into place. Finn mentally reached for the eighth and final moat. It barely moved through the thick darkness. He might as well have been pulling a tennis ball through mud. Meanwhile, the vibrations were getting so bad that the glyph was blurring in front of him. Finn remained undaunted. His body in the cave, whether real or an avatar, started shaking uncontrollably from the strain, but Finn's eyes held only steel. The pain in his chest faded to the background. Worry about his enemies breaking down the door, his hope that this elemental splinter would somehow hold the key to his salvation, even the ache of losing Lauren, all fell away. The only thing left was strength. Inch by inch, Finn pulled the golden ball towards him from the depths of the cavern and towards the glyph. Just like every other time, the reverberations in the glyph worsened as the moat grew closer. At 5 feet, he lassoed it with his skill and pulled with more than his will alone. At 2.5, he split his threads, wrestling the golden sphere even closer. The vibrations had doubled in strength by the time the eighth was still 2 feet away. At 1 foot away, the reverberations were strong enough that Finn actually felt them in his teeth. He didn't stop. With a feeling of utter satisfaction, Finn pulled the last moat into the eighth position with palpable pleasure. At long last, it was done. Except that it wasn't. As always, there was that final invisible barrier that needed to be overcome, the membrane that seemed to surround the glyph. As the vibrations had grown worse, it had become harder to overcome the membrane. The first 7 times, his will had been enough to overcome the barrier. The crucial difference here was that the vibrations worsened for 2 different reasons. 1, the glyph shook harder with each node he successfully engaged, and 2, it got worse as time passed. He'd taken too long to engage the eighth moat. The glyph was shaking almost twice as hard as it had been when he'd snapped the fourth life sphere into place. As he strained with all he had to cross the last inch of this marathon, the reverberations grew stronger, and then stronger still, until the entire glyph flashed ominously, just like it had before he'd suffered a backlash last time. Finn struggled to stop the vibrations by sheer force of will, but it barely quelled the instability. He even tried using a mana thread, wrapping it around the rod like an octopus. The thread was severed almost immediately, shooting pain through his head. It was all he could do to hold on to his consciousness. The glyph shook so hard that it became a blur in front of him, and it flashed again. Finn's eyes narrowed, not in fear, but in controlled anger. No! Focusing on a particular spot beneath his throat, Finn accessed a power his conscious mind could not comprehend, but his essence knew intrinsically. Know this. You are forcing an opportunity. In accordance with your actions and essence, this opportunity has been determined to be a lesser heroic event. The cost for a forced opportunity will be 10 times greater. Opportunities cannot be controlled. Do you wish to proceed? The prompt appeared and disappeared in less than a second. That was how long it took Finn to decide, and almost unconsciously accept. The resonance of your Cave of Whispers has increased by 37% for the next 17 seconds. Vibrations flowed down both of his arms, through his hands, and towards the glyph hovering in front of him and beyond. They seemed to strike the walls of the cavern, and then bounced back towards the glyph and the column of light. As if with a mind of its own, his Cave of Whispers began to sing. It was the low hum of waves and the quiet buzz of the swamp. It brought to mind the sharp crack of fracturing ice and the perfect stillness after death. His cavern provided a counterpoint to the destructive shaking of the glyph. It didn't completely still the crystalline rod, but it was enough. The flashing slowed. The vibrations continued to quell the reverberations until there was a final throb of light, but one completely different than the others. With a nearly audible snap, the membrane was overcome. The golden ball of life element turned into a golden jewel, finishing the crystalline lattice. All 8 gems in the glyph flashed together, not with urgency this time, but in unity. Something inside him knew he'd succeeded. The glyph began to change. The ends of the crystal rod bent upwards until they nearly formed a circle. Right before joining, the 2 poles bent outward again. Faint beams of light formed between the gems. Here, a fire joined to fire. There, a life formed a connection with 2 other life and a fire. The beams seemed to pull on sections of the crystalline rod like tension wires, twisting it into a specific shape. As it twisted, it shrank by the initial size of several feet across to half that, then half again. The connections and twists of the rod happened faster than Finn could follow. In seconds, it had shrunk to the size of his pinky, then the size of his smallest nail. Floating in the darkness, it shone brilliantly, rose gold luminance. You have lost 220 plus 10 times penalty, magicka. Finn didn't care about that cost because several more windows appeared. Congratulations. You have formed your first elemental splinter, unlocking a key to the greater powers of your whisper ability. Plus 20 magicka. Assessing elemental composition. This is a splinter of cleansing fire. Finn would have loved it if the description had stopped there. Assessing quality of elemental splinter.